I was still officially a student, but I had no intention of returning to university. I would leave the house in the morning, go to a park, and sit by myself on a bench all day, doing nothing. Or I would wander up and down the paths in the park. When it rained, I would go to the library, put a book on the table in front of me, and pretend to be reading. I sometimes spent the whole day in a cinema, or riding round and round the city on the Yamanote Circle Line. I felt as if I were floating in a pitch-black space, all by myself. There was no one I could go to for advice. If my sister Malta had been there, I could have shared everything with her. But at that time, of course, she was in seclusion far away on the island of Malta, performing her austerities. I did not know her address. I had no way of contacting her. And so I had to solve these problems by myself. No book explained the kind of thing that I had experienced. Still, although I was lonely, I was not unhappy. I was able to cling to myself. At least now, I had a self to cling to. My new self was able to feel pain, though not with that earlier intensity. I could feel it, but at the same time, I had learned a method of escaping from it, which is to say I was able to disconnect from the physical self that was feeling the pain. Do you see what I'm saying? I was able to divide myself into a physical self and a non-physical self. It may sound difficult when I describe it like this, but once you learn the method, it is not difficult at all. When pain comes to me, I leave my physical self. It's just like quietly slipping into the next room when someone you don't want to meet comes along. It is very natural. I recognize that pain has come to my body. I feel the existence of the pain. But I am not there. I am in the next room. And so the yoke of the pain is not able to burden me.
And you can separate from yourself like that any time you please?
No,
said Kritikano, after thinking it for a moment.
At first, I could do it only when my body was experiencing physical pain. Pain was the key to the splitting of my consciousness. Later, with Maltakano's help, I learned to do it at will to some extent, but that was much later. Before long, a letter arrived from Maltakano. She told me that she had finally finished 3 years of training on Malta and within a week would be returning to Japan. She planned to live in Japan permanently from then on. I was thrilled at the prospect of seeing her again. We had been apart for nearly 8 years. And as I mentioned earlier, Malta was the only person in the world to whom I could freely tell everything that was in my heart. On the day she came back to Japan, I told Malta everything that had happened to me. She listened to my long, strange story to the very end, without comment, without asking a single question. And when I was finished, she heaved a deep sigh and said to me, "I know I should have been with you. I should have been watching over you all this time. For some reason, I never realized that you had such profound problems. Perhaps it was because you were simply too close to me. But in any case, there were things I had to do. There were places I had to go, alone. I had no choice in the matter." I told her that she should not let it bother her. These were my problems after all, and I was improving little by little. She thought about this for a while, saying nothing, and then she said, "All the things you have been through ever since I left Japan have been painful and bitter for you, but as you say, you have been moving towards the proper state, step by step. The worst is over for you, and it will never come back. Such things will never happen to you again. It will not be easy, but you will be able to forget many things once a certain amount of time has passed. Without a true self, though, a person cannot go on living. It is like the ground we stand on. Without the ground, we can build nothing. There is one thing, however, which you must never forget, and that is that your body has been defiled by that man. It is a thing that should never have happened. You could have been lost forever. You might have had to wander forever through nothingness. Fortunately, the state of your being just happened not to be the real